Putin's victims in Guatemala. The U.S. embassy allowed the little dictator's persecution of the Bitkov family. By Mary Anastasia O'Grady. February 27, 2022, 6:20 p.m. Eastern Time. Vladimir Putin's decision to drop bombs on Kyiv last week sent shockwaves through Europe and the U.S., as intended. But at home, things aren't going so well for the little dictator with big ambitions. Among other things, Mr. Putin's aggression with his neighbors has sparked a renewed Russian outcry against corruption that is gaining world attention. Perhaps it can help Igor Bitkov, his wife, Irina, and their daughter, Anastasia, who more than a decade after escaping the dictator's grip in Russia remain in legal limbo in Guatemala. In a country where politicians readily acknowledge that the U.S. wields enormous power, it is worth asking why the State Department refuses to help a family targeted by Mr. Putin's crime ring regain their freedom. Russians aren't rallying around the flag since the invasion of Ukraine on Thursday morning, as Mr. Putin may have expected them to do. Many are telling pollsters that they reject the military strikes against their neighbor. Some have even gone to the streets shouting, "No to war." The crackdown on these protesters is business as usual for Mr. Putin. But repression can't reverse a growing hatred of the Kremlin boss, whose estimated wealth is at least in the tens of billions of dollars. To hear the full story, subscribe or sign in.